Well, let's cross over now to our correspondent, Javier Arguedas, who is reporting for us from Baden-Baden. Now, Javier, protectionism has been the elephant in the room, we understand, and whether or not that word will make its way into the final communique. What are you hearing?
Well, Helena, from what I'm hearing, I would say that it's very unlikely that the word protectionism and the commitment to fight protectionism is going to appear in that final communique of the G20 finance ministers meeting. And the reason is very clearly that the U.S. is opposing that fiercely. Now, the U.S. already succeeded today in eliminating all references to climate change in this declaration. So it is very likely that they will also pursue and succeed in eliminating protectionism. The question is how the countries are going to discuss that tomorrow, especially if they do not want to talk about the sensitive topic of trade and protectionism.
And briefly, Javier, we understand China doesn't want the word fair trade in the communique either.
That's right. If China wants to strike the word fair because the United States is pushing for that exact word, it would be fair in the sense better suited to the United States. So China is definitely opposing that. As you can see, the details always make the difference. And in the end, we'll probably just see a vague description of what the countries are really looking for.
All right, Javier Arguedas in Baden-Baden. Thanks for that.